This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC, and today I'm here with one of the founders of the DBCC, Stephen Gray. Stephen, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. It's Nate.
Awesome to see you. Today we're going to be discussing dad bods. So, Stephen, if you could just give me a quick overview of what a dad bod is.
Well, dad bods is quite a new phenomenon, I think. I mean, I'm not particularly... I mean, I know the principles behind it. I think it's just basically... everyone was... This is in the news. This is how it's been reported, is that everyone was always wanting to be a... As a man... a more lean, muscular physique. You know, typically what you'd see, potentially on the magazines, but basically looking to look muscular and, you know, have very low, I'll have lower body fat. And I think dad bod merely refers to a bit of a trend of people being, I want to say happy, or actually aiming to have a very opposite type of look. So not very much muscle, not exercising, and not being worried about, you know, a slight beer belly or what have you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's essentially what the dad bod is referring to.
Okay. I mean, obviously that can't be ideal for health.
Well, I mean, this is, people have, I've been asked this, my opinion on a dad bod or getting a dad bod. And I literally think it's really someone else, it's someone's business, whatever they want, they choose to look like. However, from a health perspective, I would never challenge someone on, you know, if someone's happy with how they look, that's the most important thing. Feeling confident within yourself is the most important thing. Having said that, if someone to say that that was a healthier way to be physically, I would challenge them on that. So I have no issue with if someone's comfortable with how they look and they, you know, they're confident in the way they look. However, not if they're not as healthy as they could be, and they're thinking that they are. So essentially, having a lower body fat is healthier. There's quite a few different hormones that respond, or sorry, are better in a healthier state when you have less body fat. So particularly for a man, there's less chance that you're going to aromatize, which is turning testosterone into estrogen, the lower body fat you have. And so again, one of the predictors of longevity, healthy living life, is the amount of muscle mass you're able to have, to maintain into later life. So someone who's talking about a dad bod, they tend not to have very much muscle. And we're not talking bodybuilder style, large amounts of muscle. We're talking about having muscle tone, to be able to be active, to be able to be healthy. So the more muscle tone a man has as he goes through life and goes into his 40s, his 50s, his 60s, the healthier he will be. And there's studies that show that longevity, so how long you live healthily, are better the more muscle tone, the more muscle mass you have. And it's important, when I'm saying this, I'm not talking about these massive bodybuilders. I'm talking about more than the average person. So
yeah.
Someone that's going to exercise with resistance work, does something like we do at DVCC, the modified lactic training, they are going to have more muscle tone than someone else at their age, which would mean the person with the larger amount of muscle tone will be healthier and will have metabolically more active, but their joints are stronger, their balance is better. So if you want to look further ahead, 65, 70, 75, 80, muscle tone is one of the most important things to living healthily, because it allows you to stay active. And it's, I think most people know, it's when you're not active, that's when all of the problems tend to occur. So, for example, my grandfather, he's just turned 90 this year, but he walks all the time, goes up and down the stairs, very active, whereas someone else at 70, who's not active, can come across as far older, because of my grandfather, by that, using that and doing all that movement, has able to maintain his muscle tone. So I think that's what we're talking about here. And so my opinion on dad bod is, it's an individual. I never say what someone should or shouldn't do, but in my personal view, it's very important to be as healthy as possible. And one of the things we try to be, or we very much aim, is that someone that comes to the DVCC, their future is brighter because it's healthier, as well as, you know, being leaner and etc.
So if someone was listening to this this podcast and they felt that they might have a dad bod and they wanted to increase some lean muscle mass, what would be the best thing for them to start doing?
Well, there's a couple of different angles you can look at. One of them would be what you do activity-wise. Mm-hmm. Another one would be what you do food-wise, nutritionally. So it's for most people, on average, they don't tend to eat enough good quality protein, which is very important to be able to sustain muscle tone anyway. Also to lose body fat as well. So they come hand in hand. So when we're talking good quality protein, we're talking, you know, oily fish, very good salmon, tuna, all these different types of fish are great.
Mm-hmm.
Lean quality meat, so chicken, turkey, some beef, all good quality protein sources. They are the building blocks for muscle tone. So you can't have muscle tone if you're inadequate and you don't have enough protein.
Okay, so starting to eat more protein would be a...
I think that would be the easiest thing because you wouldn't have to change your daily activity.
Daily routine too much. Mm.
But daily activity-wise, so resistance training is probably the most efficient way to create more muscle tone and get away from that dad bod kind of look if we're talking about health-wise, besides the aesthetics, because that's an individual thing. I'm not going to say what looks better or what doesn't. It's not
individual.
That's not really what we worry about at the DVCC. We purely want people to be as confident in themselves. It's not for... We would never, and it never happened that we ever presume how someone wants to look or feels comfortable to look.
Yeah.
And I strongly disagree when people... They tend to project that a lot on people in the street or whatever, thinking... You know, they should look like this. They can't be happy. That's an individual person's opinion. That's, you know, they should only worry about themselves. It's all about how confident you are, and again, how healthy and confident people want to be. You want to be confident in your body, but you also want to be confident in your health as well.
Yeah, of course, and that's what we focus on a lot at the DVCC. You wouldn't have to go to a gym though to start resistance training, though, would you?
It really depends. I mean, you wouldn't do if you've never done that type of thing before. So someone like you or I, who, if we wanted more muscle tone, we couldn't do that at home, mm-hmm. because we've done exercise for a long time. But if you're new and you're wanting to build some muscle tone, you're wanting to you know, do some activity, then you could do that with body weight type of exercise. That would be enough of a challenge. That won't last forever because you'll become strong enough where, you know, doing things with your own body weight is not enough to actually cause you to have to adapt. So what you're actually looking to do when you're doing any form of exercise is to get your body to adapt to something, which is why modified lactic training, which is what we do at the DVCC, or using resistance training, is the most effective way, because that can always be adapted. Whereas you're very limited if you're just doing body weight type things, unless you go ridiculously crazy and they're, you know, jumping up and down, bounding all around, and that's far more likely for injury.
A bit dangerous at home as well.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, Steve, so if you could just recap on what we've been talking today in regards to dad bods.
Well, just the fact that a dad bod, or what, I mean, that's the news that's called it, that is not as healthy a body as someone that would have less body fat and more muscle tone. That's the number one takeaway. Besides that, it's an individual choice about how you feel comfortable and confident. But health-wise, you're not as efficient as if you have more muscle tone and less body fat. So I think that's kind of the crux of the matter. So that's when you're making your decision on, you know, what you feel comfortable with. Obviously, health is at the forefront of most people's minds. Certainly people that are clients in the DVCC, health is one of the, you know, the most important factors as well. Because we all, you know, want to live longer, healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do today has a massive impact on 20 years' time. So... always being aware that a more healthy body would be less body fat and more muscle tone. Not bodybuilder muscle tone, we're not talking about that, that's impossible to get. We're talking about, you know, just half a pound, by doing resistance type of exercise.
Awesome. Stephen, it's been a pleasure to speak to you today.
You too, Nathan.
Have a good afternoon. And if you've been listening to this interview, I hope you've found it useful. This is Nathan from the DVCC. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.